Hi, Maggie. Is this still a good time? This is Fredette from Dyslexic Advantage. Okay, great. Well, you know what really caught my eye was that heading about like how could I not know? Yeah. And I've just come to the conclusion that it's really hard to figure out that it's dyslexia.
I do think that there is a big part of that. I think, for me at least, and I feel like a lot of teachers, at least that I know in Missouri, we just simply didn't learn about this in college. And so that was a big part of it as well. And I'm a special education teacher, and I'm also trained in elementary education.
That's just staggering to me. Now, but you learned a lot about reading, right?
I thought I did. I've come to find out that I really don't think that I did. I think that they approach things. I don't know if I'd even call it balanced literacy as much as just straight whole language. Is really what we were taught. I mean, now granted, I was in college in the late 90s and early 2000s. I've been a teacher for 17 years. But even talking to some of the new ones, I mean, some of our young teachers, I mean, the young ones were taught when they were in elementary school using whole language, and then they've gone back to college to be teachers, and they're taught with a more whole language approach. So I really think that there is a huge gap in really understanding the breakdown in the science of reading, and just even knowing where to kind of begin. And so, you know, for me, when my child just wasn't picking up on it, but he so clearly was bright in other areas, it just didn't match up. I mean, I had our whole house, you know, with flashcards, and you know, we read all the time. I think that was another, you know, piece that is very misleading. I mean, I listen still to teachers, you know, just keep reading, keep reading, keep reading. And while we know that that's important, especially to their vocabulary and comprehension, and it's not going to teach them how.